This week in the Missouri Senate, we review another active week for the upper chamber.
House Committee Substitute for House Joint Resolution.
Wednesday afternoon was dedicated to House Joint Resolution 43. Senator Sandy Crawford of Buffalo is the Missouri Senate handler. She tells her colleagues this resolution would let voters decide how future constitutional amendments would be handled.
Since 1945, the Missouri Constitution has been changed 60 times.
During discussion on the floor of the Missouri Senate, Senator Stephen Roberts of St. Louis says he believes this wording would keep people from putting initiative petition language on future ballots.
There's a lot of legislation that has been passed through this initiative petition process that this legislature just hasn't had the political will to do, but it's something that the majority of Missourians support.
House Joint Resolution 43 has been set aside for further dialogue.
Senate Bill 22.
Thank you, Mr.
Monday afternoon became Monday evening when Missouri senators gave preliminary approval to Senate Bill 22. Senator Mike Bernsketter of Jefferson City is the sponsor. He says this measure seeks to modify provisions relating to eligibility for parole.
Added some language from the senator from the 2nd and the senator from the 9th. Senator from the 34th had some changes that he wanted to make to it.
During discussion, Senator Roberts expressed his concern over potential unintended consequences from this becoming law.
Wrapped up into a situation where, you know, they had no intention of someone being killed and they're pulled into this situation of not even being eligible for parole after 30 years.
Missouri senators sent Senate Bill 22 to the Missouri House of Representatives on Thursday.
Senate Bill 56 and 61 with the Senate.
Tuesday afternoon and evening saw several measures discussed, including Senate Bills 56 and 61. Senator Jason Bean of Holcomb is the sponsor. He says this proposal would enact provisions relating to operating motor vehicles.
This bill represents a bipartisan effort to address the growing issues impacted of distracted driving. It is named after two widows and mothers whose husbands were killed by distracted drivers.
During discussion, Senator Tracy McCreary of St. Louis County points out there is currently a law that bans some Missourians from texting and driving.
Currently against the law for, I guess, what we call minors. So right now, the current state law is it's against the law for Missourians 18 and under to text and drive.
Senate Bills 56 and 61 is also now in the Missouri House of Representatives for consideration.
Everybody knows kind of the dynamics after 3 or 4 years of this.
Senate Bill 131 will make Missouri the only state in the nation that taxes groceries and not guns.
The conclusion of this week means the 2023 legislative session is now two-thirds complete. Missouri Senate President Pro Tem Caleb Rodden of Columbia says sports wagering may come down to the House version of the bill.
Have an up or down vote on VLTs. If it passes, I'm going to vote for the bill with VLTs in it. If it doesn't pass, I'm going to vote for the bill without VLTs in it.
At the same time, Missouri Senate proposals continue to see time. Missouri Senate Minority Floor Leader John Rizzo of Independence says he still has concerns about Senate Bill 131.
Senate Bill 131 will make Missouri the only state in the nation that taxes groceries and not guns.
This legislation mainly focuses on tax relief for firearms.
No further business coming before the body.
Session will resume on Monday.
Adjourned until 4.
And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.